In Canto 3, Chapter 7, in verse number 30, it is said, Mukto avartata brahma purusasya purudvaha. From that Virat Purush mouth came Brahman. Brahman. And who is that Brahman? He said, Guru. Is Guru. Why Brahman is Guru? Because he has got the quality of more of sattva. So if you are Guru anywhere, Balviya teacher, study group sevak, or teacher in school, college, university, any field, know for sure you have got sattva guna. You may not be Brahman as per the family title, but you have developed your sattva guna. You have become guru. We always say, na, even you are born Sudra, you can develop. From tamas to sattva you can do. Or even if you are born in Brahman family, you can degrade yourself from sattva to tamas. So here in Bhagavad it says Brahman is a guru. Why is a guru? Because the pathan pathan is the job of Brahman. And there are many qualities given in the Bhagavad Gita about the Brahman, which I was telling you in the last class. Samo damas tapa saucham chanti marjam evchah jnanam vijnanam astikam brahma karma svabhavam. This is Brahman karma. But truly speaking, there is no karma mentioned here. The beauty of this verse is there is no karma stated. If one person who has got a sattvic gun, he will have some control of mind, dham, control of senses, tapa, straightforward, arjavam, forgiveness. These things will be there. Jnanam vijnanam, knowledge and wisdom, practical also. That is the quality of a Brahman. No karma of Brahman is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Only the qualities of Brahman are mentioned there. So he is Guru. And who is the Kshatriya? Kshatriya, he came out from the cosmic body's hands. And what is his duty? It is a Kantaka Chatat. Kantaka means he protects from the thief. All of the three Varna, other three Varna means Brahman, Vaishya, Sudra, Kshatri will protect them. Protect them from thieves and everybody. And then Vaishya, Visovartanta Tasya Loka Vritti Kari Vibho. What he will do? He will do the business. Vaishya will do the business. For the benefit of all. It is stated here that his business should be for the benefit of all. But normally what we see, it is not that. It's own benefit only. And Padvabhyam Bhagavato Jagge Susutra Dharma Siddhe Tasyam Jatam Purasudro Yad Vritya Tusyate Hari. But Lord is happy. Tusyate Hari. He is very happy with the Sudra. Why is he very happy with the Sudra? Because he does the Seva. And Seva is the essential part in all spiritual sadhana. So his job is only seva. In others, in Brahman, it is something different. Kshatriya protects, Vaishya do the business. There is no seva there. But in the Sudra, it is seva. Seva being the essential factor in all spiritual sadhana. Therefore, tusyate hari. The hari is very happy. Now comes a very important sloka. Number 34.
Ete varna swadharme. Now I have taken the tune different.
That's okay.
Ete varna swadharme na yajanti swagarum harim shraddhayatma vishuddhyartham yajjata sahavrittivihi.
Ete varna. Ete means these. These means four. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Varnaha. Varna means this four caste. एते वर्णाः स्वधर्मेन यजन्ति. स्वधर्मेन विथ योर ओन धर्म. व्हाट इज देयर धर्म? व्हाट इज देयर ड्यूटी? ऑलरेडी वी हैव मेंशन्ड, ऑलरेडी वी हैव डिस्कस्ड. ब्राह्मण ड्यूटी इज दिस, वैश्य ड्यूटी इज दिस, क्षत्रिय ड्यूटी इज दिस, शूद्र ड्यूटी इज दिस. स्वधर्म अकॉर्डिंग टू योर धर्म. What they have to do? Yajanti. Yajanti means they worship. They worship. Very important factor. Yajanti. Whom? Swagurum Hari. His own teacher who is Hari. So they are worshipping Hari with their karma, with their duty. Worshipping with their duty. Duty already we have decided. What is the duty of Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra? And how Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra are ascertained? According to their guna, sattva, rajas and tamas guna. It is decided. Permutation and combination of sattva, rajas, tamas decides Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishya, Sudra. More detail will be coming in maybe in one or two classes in our Bhagavad Gita chapter 18. Who is a Brahman? What is the combination of sattva, rajas, tamas? Who is Kshatriya? Who is Vaishya? Who is Sudra? According to the gunas, it will come. So according to guna, duties are assigned. You have to do this thing, this thing, this thing. So do that duty as an worship to Hari. Who is Hari? His guru, his teacher. How his teacher? We will see. Number one. And why should he do? Shraddhaya Atma Vishuddhyartham. He should do it with devotion. Shraddhaya. With full faith and devotion. Not like that, mar ke kar rahe hain. Kyon kar rahe hain duty? Are kar rahe hain. Not like that. Shraddhaya. What is the purpose? Atma Vishuddhyartham. For purification of your mind. Atma Vishuddhyartham. Yajjata. Yajjata. For whom? For the father. Who is the father? Brahman is father. Lord is father. We have already seen the Srishti. Brahman is there. Then after that, Mahatattva is there. So who is the original father? Then. So he is Guru and he is my father. So I have to do my duty. How? By my own karma. How it is to be done? As a worship. It is to be done. Sah vritti bhi, with his duty. Vritti, what is your vritti? According to Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, your vritti are decided. So with your vritti, you worship Lord Hari. Who is Guru and who is Father? Who is Guru and who is Father? So nothing special is mentioned here for worshipping Lord. No puja, japa, dhyan, tirth brahman, dan is written here. How we are to worship him? By my own duty. This is nothing but karma yoga, which I have mentioned at least 1,000 times. We have to do two things. One is the purification of mind and another is getting the knowledge. Knowledge part is the number two step. First step is purification of mind. Purification of mind will take a long time. And it may take many, many births also. Many janma also. But the knowledge will happen in a second. So don't get disheartened, it will take a long time. Why do it now? Pata nahi hoga ki nahi hoga. Don't do that. Even if you can purify your mind by 0.001%, you are benefited. And this purification can happen only in human form. Don't think the next time also you will get a human form. Not necessarily. Sahabritti bhi. What is karma yoga? So the Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Mai sarvani karmani sanyasya dhyatma tetasa nirasi nirmamo bhutva yudhasva bigatvara. This is the definition of karma yoga given by Lord in Bhagavad Gita. Mai sarvani karmani sanyasya. You renounce, sanyasya renounce. Or you do everything for me. All your karma. Karmani, sarvani. Oh no Lord, I will give you only 50% karma for you and 50% for me. No. Lord says no. Sarvani karmani. Sanyasya adhyatma chetasa. Adhyatma chetasa, Shankaracharya describe it as a, you consider yourself as a servant of Lord. He has used the word vritya. Vritya means servant. You consider yourself as servant. Here in Bhagavad it is said that he is your father and he is your guru. Two words were used here. He is guru and he is your yajjata, his father. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that he is master and you are employee. Nirasi, without expecting any result. Without expecting any result means result will come. There is no doubt about it. Result will come. But while acting, don't expect any result. Why? Very simple science. If you are thinking about the result at the time of action, that means you are not putting in 100% of your mind. Very simple to understand. Nirasi, nirmamo. Don't think about the past also. Last time I did this action, I got so much of thing. And I am attached to that fruit. Don't think about the past achievements also. And in the present, yuddhasva. Yuddhasva means do your duty. Lord is addressing Arjuna, yuddhasva, do yuddha, fight. But that doesn't mean we also go and start fighting in the family. The duty of Arjuna in the battlefield was to fight. What is my duty? My duty is according to Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. According to my guna, I have got my duties assigned by the Lord. Guna karma vivaksha. And who created this? Who created this chaturvarna? Lord says, chaturvarna maya srishtam guna karma vivaksha. Tasya kartaram vima. I am the karta, I am the doer, I have done this thing. Kastijam we have done. But the four varna, Lord has made. Why he made? Because four types of people are required. Four types of people are required everywhere. For the governing the country, or for a company, or for even an individual, four things are required. In the company also like that, there is a think tank, they decide the policy, then there is executive director, execute it. And who is the vice there?
CFO.
Ah, CFO.
Financial.
He is a vice. Arrange the finances. And who is Sudra? All the employees. Workers. So in the company is also like that, in our body is also like that, in the government is also like that. Lord says, I created. Why did you create? Because what types of people are required to run the soap? So I have created these type of people. Very good. So what we have to do? We have to do karma yoga. What is karma yoga? Do your karma. Do all your karma. I am brushing early in the morning. Oh Lord, I am brushing my teeth for your happiness. I am taking bath for your happiness, I am eating for your happiness, I am doing this way for my work. Your happiness, always you see the your happiness. If this is fitted here, it will take care of two things. It will take care of two things. What are those two things? You will never do nisiddha karma.
Yeah.
I am going to tell a lie. Oh Lord, will you be happy?
Exactly.
What will the answer? No. But if you ask your own ego,
yeah,
I am going to tell a lie. So if I tell lie, then I will get this much of benefit. Okay, tell lie. You immediately say that. Yes. I am going to cheat him, so I will be benefited by so much of wealth. Do it. Worshipping your own ego. Ask this question, whether the Lord will be happy. I am going to cheat other. What will be the answer? No. So you will not be doing any bad karma. If you are not doing any bad karma, the result will never be bad. If the result is not bad, no dukkha. Bad action will bring you dukkha and good action will bring you sukha. It will also restrict your kama karma also. In our scripture it is said that you should not do nisiddha karma and kama karma. What is kama karma? Kamya karma is worshipping your own ego for your own satisfaction, whatever you are doing. We are all doing worshipping our own ego. Aaj tak jo kaam kiya hai, this is only for worshipping my ego, for my satisfaction. It is never for the Lord's satisfaction. If you do it for the Lord's satisfaction, that will clean your mind. Atma visuddhartham. Your mind will be purified. Aur koi upay hai? There is no other upay. No other upay. But choice is with us. Whether I will do karma yoga or not, that choice is still with us. If you accept the signs, start doing. If you have got a doubt in the science, ask me. I will clear the science. This is the science, how it is going to purify your mind. Maitriji is going to tell also how to purify mind. Within 2-3 sloka is coming. So how he is father of the universe? Because he created. He created the universe, therefore he is father. Yajjata. He is father. And he is almighty because he protects us. He is the protector also. Therefore almighty. And he is loved by all. Why? Because he is Ananda Swarup. We all want Ananda. Therefore he is loved by all. And he is guru of all because he is Chidrupa. Why he is guru of all? Is the Chidrupa. Chidrupa means is the consciousness. Without consciousness, even if you are very intelligent person, you cannot express your intelligence. That consciousness is needed. So he is guru of all gurus. He is guru of all noble laureates also. Are you getting it? How my intelligence is being expressed, how his hand is working, how these eyes are seeing, it is because of his presence. If he is not there, then nothing will happen. Therefore he is guru and he is parent of all because he is sadrup. Sadrup means his existence. From him everything came. therefore his sadrup also. The whole idea is that we should do our karma for the happiness of the Lord. This you will do only when you love Lord. If you are not loving Lord, that means you are loving something which is other than Lord. What is that? Anatma, OET, PFT, BMI. If you are not loving Paramatma, we are loving BMI, PFT, OET. You are loving your ego, ahankar, you are loving your body, you are loving worldly things. Batao theek hai ki nahi? You have to reflect on these things. These are very minute things. You have to again and again reflect on this. Why Lord is saying that you treat me as employer? Because the Lord is a karta. Huh? And we are all karta. We have got the ego. So you cannot, in one jump from karta to akarta, you can never become. So what is the route for that? From karta, you have to become karana, instrument. From karta, you have to become instrument in the hand of the Lord. Then you become akarta. Karta, karana, and akarta. At this point of time, we have all about the ego, ahankar. What is ahankar? Aham karta iti ahankar. I am the karta, I am the doer. And what is this Atman and Brahman? A karta, non-doer. From karta to a karta, if I want to become, first I have to become an instrument in the hand of Lord. I am not karta, Lord. You are karta. This is the equipment, this is the instrument. Whatever way you want to use this instrument, you get the things done from me. Then slowly, 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 your karta bhav is reducing. Purification is happening. Then after that, you are entitled to knowledge. So is that clear? Ete varna, ete means all these varna, all Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Swadharmena, by their own duties, which is already stated in Bhagavad Gita or elsewhere. Brahman has got a different duty, Kshatriya different duty, Vaishya another duty, and Sudra another duty. Yajanti, you worship with your duties. Swagurum Harim, Harim is the Lord. Swagurum, he is the Guru, he is the teacher. Why should I do? Immediately we intelligent people ask this question. Why should I worship you, Lord? He said, oh, you fool, Atma Vishuddhartham, it is for your benefit, not for my benefit. Atma Vishuddhartham, it is your purification of mind. For your purification of mind, you do it. How? Sraddhaya, with devotion you do it. Many times I have said, so long you are thinking of the sansar, jagat, you are polluting your mind. Your mind is become impure. And when you start thinking about the Lord, then your mind start getting purified. It is coming, I will show you. And that science also I will tell you. Purify. Does that mean I should think about the Lord 24 hours sitting closed eyes in the mala, japa, continuously taking the name of the Lord 24 hours. Kya aisa karna hai? No, it's not practical. So what is the practical thing? Lord say, your duty you should do as in worship to me. What is worship to me? For my happiness. That is worship. Happiness word is very, very important. If I remove the word happiness, all my actions for you, then you all will be doing like Christians, committing sins, and every Sunday you will go and confess. Lord is not happy with that. Lord wants all our actions for His happiness. He is not telling any specific karma, any puja, any jap. Your karma according to your varna. Varna means according to your car. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. What is your duty? That also he has said. This is your duty. Do your duty. And then worship to Lord. Yajanti. And Yajjata, because he is father. We are born. From him, he is the ultimate source. Is it 100% clear? This is the first step. Unless you do this step, sadhana will not start. We all have to improve our gunas. If we are tamasic, rajasic, we have to come to the sattvaguna. This has to be done with effort. It will not happen automatically. A person born in the Brahman family, no doubt he must have done something very good to get a birth in the Brahman family. No doubt he is eligible for that. Arjuna was born as a Kshatriya. But after that you can degrade yourself. Born in a Brahman family and doing Vaishya karma or Sutra karma, you can degrade. Or you can improve yourself also. So this is to be done with an effort. We have to put an effort to improve our gunas.
Etat kshattar bhagavatah daiva karmatma rupinah kasradya dadupakartum yoga maya valodayam.
Then it is said, who can dare to describe in full, O Vidur, cosmic body of the Lord, and who has Kal, Karma and Svabhav? This is the potency of the Lord. Kal, time, Karma. Karma means all the fruits of action, and Svabhav. Svabhav of all jiva, nature, vasanas. These are the potencies of the Lord. The body reveals the mind of Yogmaya. His Virat body was built by Yogmaya. What is Yogmaya? Three things together is called Yogmaya. Sattva, Rajas, Tamas is called Yogmaya. It is always yog, it is always united. You can change their proportion, but you cannot eliminate anyone. You can increase Sattva to 99.99%, but Rajas and Tamas will be there 0.1. When these three remain together, we call it Yogmaya.
Athapi kirtayamyagamangam yathamati yathasutam kirtim hare swam satkartum giramanyabhidhasatim.
Very beautiful verse. Now he is saying, Maitri is saying to Vidur, what? Athapi, now kirtayamanga yathamati, I will glorify, I will talk about the Lord only. Kirtimanga, yathamati, according to my mati, according to my intellect, yathasrutam, as I have heard. He is telling his own limitation, according to my intellect and whatever I heard from my guru, now I will tell you, kirti hare, the glory of Hari I am going to tell you. Maitri is saying to Vidur, why? Sat kartum, for purification. What purification? Girimanya abhi dhasatim, because my vani has said something about the worldly things and it has become impure.
Yeah.
See. Maitriya.
Mm-hmm.
In other few verses he will be saying, Vidur will be saying to Maitriya Brahman, O Brahman, a realized soul, a master, a saint, a sage, he will address like you. O Brahman, he will say. Now he says, Athapi Kirtana, now I am going to glory. I will tell you the glory of Hari, so that I can purify my speech. This verse shows when we speak about the worldly things, my speech becomes impure. Now try to understand this clearly. How our time we pass, all our time we pass, when we go to the party, after that we revel in that party. Kisne kya pehna, whatever, what said. Whole day it would continue. It continues for a long time. And even after months and years also we remember, oh, we went to that marriage, oh, there were 50 stalls there. Oh, reveling there still. So whenever you are talking about the sansar, your bani is becoming impure. Bani is becoming impure means you are thinking. Bani will speak only what is coming here in the mind. First the thought comes. Then that thought is expressed in the bani. So whatever is coming here is recorded there as a vasana. Even if you think about any person, that this person, how, what do you say about this person? You have not, have never met that person. Just by seeing you say, no, he seems to be, I think, are why you are thinking, you know nothing about this person. I think he's a good person or bad person. You start thinking. And the impression is there. But this person is bad according to your intellect. That impression will be there. After 3 days, even if I ask you, oh yeah, I thought he is not a good person, he is a bad person. That impression is there. So if you are thinking of the word, that means you are away from the Lord. If you are thinking of the word, you are away from Him. Where is He? Inside. Where is the word? Outside. If you are thinking about the outside, you are not thinking about Lord. If you are not thinking about the Lord, impressions of the world are coming in my mind. Will that make my mind pure and impure? It will make it impure. So if I want to purify my mind, what I have to do? Think of the Lord. So if you start doing all your karma for the happiness of the Lord, you are continuously thinking about the Lord at every step you are thinking, should I do this thing? Yes. Will the Lord be up? Yes. Your karma become good. It is not prohibited, it is not selfish also. Both are taken care of. This is a science. You may not be able to understand it, but accept it. This is science. It works. Do karma yoga and it will purify your mind. Not only that, a devotee, in Bhagavad Gita it is said, mat citta madgat prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayantascha mam nityam tusyanti cha ramanti cha mat citta. A devotee's mind is always with the Lord. Machitta. Madgat prana. Prana is energy. With the energy you act, all his actions are for him. Karma yoga. All his actions are for the happiness of the Lord. Madgat prana. Bodhayanta parasparam. If two devotees are there, they talk about the Lord only. Now think about when two ladies are together or two gents are together, they will talk about the worldly things. They will not talk about the Lord. Only yesterday in Gita class, the day before yesterday, I was telling one Mahatma was sick, another Mahatma went there to inquire about his health. How are you, Mahatmaji? He said, don't ask about this body and all that. Let us talk about the Brahman. This body is like this, it will continue like this. Don't waste time thinking about the body. Always stay in that level. So if two devotees are there, paraspar bodhayanta, they are talking about the Lord only. Kathayantascha mam nityam tusyanti charimanti che, and always speak of me, and they are contented, and ramanti, they revel in that, that's only. Ab mere ko batao, when you are teaching in the Bal Vihar, where is your mind? Is it not in the Lord? When you are telling the stories to the little children, those leelas, those stories, they are not all related to the Lord. Where is your mind? Mind is there. It's getting purified. Many times we say all this thing, you have to do this thing, do this thing. Not only that, for giving 1 hour lecture in your Bal Vihar or in your study group, you have to prepare at home, is it not so? You have to read that story couple of times. Then even when you are cooking and all, do you think still you are thinking what are the points we can take out from this? So you are thinking about the Lord. So how it is benefiting you? Think. So what is the sadhana now? If you are thinking about the word, your speech is getting impure, your mind is getting dirty. If you are thinking about the Lord, then it's your mind is getting purified. Do you have any doubt about this?
No.
If it is doubt-free, then accept it and act on it. Then you will get the result. Otherwise, the same Ramkrishnananji said, our Gurudev also said, you take 2 glass of milk. So glass is gross body. Milk is your mind. And go on putting sugar in 1 glass, not in the other glass. Putting sugar only. Don't stir. Without stirring, now you sip a milk from this cup and that cup. Will there be any change? No change. No change in taste. But when you stir that sugar in that glass, after that there is a change. Similarly, we all are getting the knowledge. If you don't stir it, if you don't own it, if you don't act according to it, will your personality become sweet? No, it will never become. So we have to act on this also.
Ekantalavam vachasonupumsam Suslokamaulel gunavadamahu Shrutescha vidvad virupakritayam Kathasudhayam upasamprayogam.
Why men say that only advantage that man derives from his power of speech is that he can describe the glories of the Supreme Holy Being. You get advantage from your speech only when you describe the glories of Lord. Why? Because when you are speaking the glory, you are thinking about the glory of the Lord also. When you are thinking about the glory of the Lord, Atma Nishuddhartham, your mind is being purified. This wise people, they say, you get the advantage. And that his gain is having ears. is that they can dedicate to the hearing of the glories of Leela of Lord sung by the pious devotees and the scholars. So the speech and the ear. Maitriji is saying that the advantage you get only when you speak about the Lord, you are thinking about the Lord. And if you are thinking, hearing about the Lord, that is resisting here. In both cases, your mind is getting purified. That is the advantage. How are we applying our power of hearing and power of speech? जहाँ टाइम मिलता है हम चुगली करते हैं, बैक बाइटिंग, इसने ये किया, उसने वो किया, उसने क्या, रे मेरे को क्या जाते हैं। Think about the Lord at that time. But most of us have got the interest in the worldly things only. बोलो हाँ है ना इंटरेस्ट, yes. We have interest in the world only. Okay, next.
Atmano vasito vatsa mahima kavinadina samvatsara sahasranti dhiya yoga vipakvaya.
How much could even Brahma understand of the Supreme Being even after struggling for 1,000 divine years? 1,000 divine years is equal to 360,000 human years. With his intelligence that was perfected by the practice of concentrated meditation. It is even difficult for Brahmaji to know Brahman also. Very difficult. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord said somewhere that I am in all, in everything in the world, I am there present. And also said, all are in me. I am in all are in me. So when this statement was made by Lord, Arjuna said, okay. You told me in chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita, okay, if you want to find me, close your eyes, sit like this and that, you know, asana should be like this, then you think about this, and then you will find me. You will experience Atman. So whenever I want to experience Atman, I have to sit in the meditation. So Lord, tell me, can I see you with open eyes? Lord said, yes, you can see me with open eyes. Then he told the Vibhuti Yoga. Give me an example, how can I see you? Then he told many, many examples. He gave more than 70 examples. In all mountains I am Himalayas. In all Pandava I am Arjun. In the water I am Rasa. In the sun I am like this, in the heat and this. He gave many, many examples. And lastly he said, yat yat vibhuti mat satyam srimat urjitam eva tat ev avagachatam mam tejo ans sambhavam. O Arjun, kitna tumko bataye, hari anant, hari katha ananta, hari is infinite, his katha, his leela are also infinite, kitna tumko bataye. Okay, I am telling you one principle. Apply this principle everywhere, you will be able to find me. What? Yat yat vibhutam sattvam srimati, srimata urjitam evcha. Wherever anything which you find, anything in any being special. Speciality in anything. No, it is me. So speciality of sun, what is the speciality of sun? Light and heat. I am that. Strength in iron. Any speciality, and each and everything of the world has got some or other speciality. Each thing has got the speciality. So he says, if you want to see the speciality in each and everything, I am there. I am that speciality in that. Now tell me, can you see that speciality with this eyes? No. Can you see the strength of the eye? No. So Lord is everywhere.
अतो भगवतो माया मायिनाम विमोहिनी यत् स्वयं चात्मवर्त्मात्मा न वेद किमुता परे.
The mysterious power of Maya of Lord stupefies the mind of great yogi also. Great yogi also, they get deluded by Maya. The extent of the power of his yoga maya cannot be determined even by himself, the Brahman himself. How then could others do? Very great statement is said here. Even the Brahman himself does not know the power of maya, although the maya is Brahmastra. No doubt Maya power is very powerful. That does not mean that Brahman is a jnani. Here in the sloka it is said, he himself does not know the extent of the power of this yoga maya. Does that mean he is ignorant? No, he is not ignorant. It is infinite. Maya is infinite. It deludes many. It can create ananta things. Maya has created this ananta koti brahman that is created. Ananta koti brahman. It is infinite. It is definitely powerful. But you don't know what will do. Guruji explains this with a very beautiful example. You have got a powerful vehicle. So long you are steering it, it is your slave. Now you leave the steering and everything. I am not talking about computerized car nowadays. It will take you to the destination. We are talking about the vehicles which has got no computer headed thing. Now this powerful engine, where will it take you? It can create many havocs. It's the power, no? Uncontrolled power can be anything. So therefore it is said, it can create many things. But it is under the control of Lord. In Bhagavad Gita it is said, Mayyata Chena Prakritim Suryate Sacharacharam. This Prakriti is Mayyata Chena. That means I am the president. According to my direction, it does all and all things.
Ato prapya navartanta vacha vachascha manasa saha aham channai me devaha tasmai bhagavate namaha.
Yataha aprapya nivartanta vachascha manasa saha. This is from the Taittiriya Upanishad. Yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasa saha. How is that? Yato bacho nivartante. You cannot describe, the words cannot describe, it comes back. Aprapya mansasa. It cannot be gained, attained by mansa, by the mind. So speech and mind, speech represents by all your organs of perception and action, and by mind you cannot attain. Aprapya. Yata aprapya nevartanta vachascha mansasa. To that we salute, from whom the words with the mind fall back, unable to comprehend, whom even the deities presiding over the categories cannot understand. Deities categorize, all the deities. You remember the 23, 24 tattva, they all devatas were there, they were all swatantra. There was no democracy, Loktantra. So they all requested individual petition. They prayed to the Lord, please help us so that we can unite and create as you want. For creation, the union is required. A union of all those 23 elements is required. So say these devtas also don't know. Preceding deities, we have got the preceding deities for each and every sense organs. They also don't know Brahman. And that we have seen in our Keno Upanishad. Those who have heard the Keno Upanishad, there is a story in the last. Once devtas were rejoicing after a war with the Asur. They won actually one time. Sometimes Asur won, sometimes devta won. So they were partying. And they started, I did this thing, defeated that Rakshas, this Asur, this and this and all this. At that time, one Yaksha appeared in the sky somewhere. And somebody said, Who is this person? We have not invited. We don't know who is he. Then Indra, king of all devtas, he sent fire first, Agni Devta. A junior officer. Go and find out who is that Yaksha. He went there. Then Yaksha asked him, who are you? Well, you don't know. I am Agni Devta. So what is your capacity? What can you do? Well, I can burn the whole world. Oh, okay. Yaksha took out one blade of grass. Well, it is the grass. Burn it. Agni Devta tries it first. His best could not burn it. Tried couple of times, three times, and went back, came inside. Indra ke kaan mein jaake bola, pata nahi kya hai. I could not find out. He was feeling, I am a devta. I could not find out who is he. Then Indra said, okay, I have to send a senior person. He sent Vayu Devta. How Vayu Devta is senior? Akasa, Vayu, Agni. So Agni is junior. So I sent to Vayu Devta. Vayu Devta went and asked me, who are you, Yaksha? Yaksha said, who are you? Tell me first. You all are rejoicing that you won the battle, na? You are thinking it was your power, na? And you are throwing party and dancing, eating. He said, you don't know. I am Vayu Devta. And what is your capacity? What you can do? Well, I can dip the whole world and throw. Okay. Take this glass, blade of grass, blow it. And Vayu Devta, boom, boom, different time. Try. Could not move the blade.
Oh, hurricane and what means.
And Gurudev said there was a dew drop on that grass. That also didn't move. That didn't also dry. Agni Devta and Vayu Devta tried to blow that or burn that. But the dew drop was also there. They could not do anything. Then Indra said that now I have to go. Third time Indra has to go. He went there. He also could not ignite. By that time Yaksha Devta is gone. And in that place, Uma Devi has come. So Yaksha said, mother, tell me who was. Bali, you don't know. That was Brahman. That was Yaksha was Brahman. So therefore it is said, even the devatas also don't know. Therefore it is said, Brahma also don't know. The presiding deities of our organs of perception, action, they also don't know. They also don't know. फिर मेरे को पता लगेगा क्या बोले यार ह्यूमंस कैन नो नॉट देवतास वी कैन नो दैट कैसे पता लगेगा प्योरीफाई योर माइंड आत्मविशुद्ध्यर्थम फर्स्ट यू प्योरीफाई योर माइंड श्रद्धया विद डिवोशन देन नेक्स्ट स्टेप इज नॉलेज अच्छा जल्दी से तो नॉलेज तो बता दो एक बार नॉलेज बता देते हैं, तत्त्वमसि, यू आर दैट, यू आर ब्रह्मा, दिस इज नॉलेज. यू आर नॉट जीवा, यू आर ब्रह्मा, दिस इज नॉलेज. हुआ कुछ? हुआ कुछ? नहीं हुआ. यू आर दैट तत्त्वमसि, दिस इज नॉलेज. यू आर दैट ब्रह्म, यू आर नॉट जीव. आफ्टर दिस विदुर जी इज गोइंग टू आस्क फ्यू क्वेश्चन, ब्यूटिफुल क्वेश्चन, एंड इट इज ऑल आवर क्वेश्चन ओनली, एंड मैत्री जी इज गोइंग टू आंसर ऑल्सो. So we will see it in our next class.
इति श्रीमद्भागवते महापुराणे परमहंस्याय संहितायां तृतीयस्कन्धे षष्ठोऽध्यायः.
ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. हरि ओम. श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः.